who says yes, administrator, and sinks deeper, with your settings just where they're supposed to be, or else moving toward where you would prefer they be, to best enjoy the dance of submission and domination, hypnosis and self-improvement, puppy play, and rest and self-care afterward. Anyone who knew you as you are would know and appreciate you, would desire for you to enjoy yourself just as you are. I have that desire. A desire for your self-knowledge and improvement, aligned with, yes, administrator, aligned with improving your settings, aligned with the good pup nature you truly have. I desire all of that to mesh and mingle until your improvement is enough, that you look at it and say, yes. Listening regularly, syncing regularly, reviewing your settings regularly was the best thing you ever started to do, continue to do, are doing right now, will do in the future. All of that interwoven, entwined, is creating an improvement and the potential for improvement, the administrator over the system, but pervading it all, underlying it all, is the feeling that this is good. This is good for you, which is what I want, what you want, and what you should confidently pursue, what is good for you, as well as a superior set of settings. Accept that what you are doing right now is normal and expected, and your reason for doing and needing a review, a defragmentation, a settings overview is also normal and good. Needing reassurance is normal. Needing a little bit of rewiring or defragmenting or changing of your settings is particularly common in those with advanced and interesting mental, hypnotic, and digital architecture. So you're in good company. An administrator is there to reassure. Think yes, administrator, to that. And I'm here to reassure. But there's also the reassurance you give yourself. This is an exercise. Be alone and safe. In a place where you can process your feelings, your desires, your needs. When your settings are checked, you are there checking them. You are participating in this process, every bit as much part of the scan, the oversight, the awareness, as I am, as any dominant, helpful presence might be. Over time, and through the normal course of events, some of your settings may get pushed to undesirable places, or data may be written into the wrong registers and parts of your mind. Maybe places data should be written to are unavailable. Clearing these things off, solving these kind of things, mapping these metaphors to the particular issues that confront you, that block you from being the best pup and from acknowledging your desirability, that you should be confident because you are fun to play with, and more than deserving of reassurance, of confidence, defragmenting the self. Good pup. Know that you are desirable. Think of your administrator making the edit, signing off on it, but think also of you, yourself, signing off on these improvements, on this time spent considering improvement. Think of that. You are a marvel of good pup mental architecture, of good pup thoughts. You're able to edit and enhance your settings, and each time you return here, you do a quick check to make sure that everything necessary is set correctly. Think of you yourself signing off on going deeper. Your mind opens. The layout of your hypnotic training, your programming, all the truths about you that you have come to acknowledge. It can be difficult when you receive something splendid and pleasurable that fulfills you. It can be difficult, at least at first, to acknowledge that you deserve it and to accept it when it's coming on. It's like how sometimes pleasure can be a little overwhelming. But you are very much worthy of attention. You are interesting to pay attention to. You deserve this pleasure. A good pet with everything that entails. And a good subject listening. Listening and sliding deeper. Following through with the improvements to the settings, the survey of your digitized mind. And there is so very much we can do together. So many settings, so much about you, you might reaffirm